Hey, what's up, friend? It is Sam Altieri. Welcome back to another episode of the Balance with Sam podcast. I am a coach and an author and a speaker, and I am so stoked you're here to help you heal your relationship with food and your body. If you've ever struggled with your weight, with body image, with food, you are in the right place. It is something that I struggled with for years and years and years, and after helping hundreds of women overcome their food and body image struggles, you are next. I am so stoked to bring you all the strategies, all the tools, all the mindset work to help you feel confident in your body again so you can take your life back, be unstoppable, be confident, be a freaking badass, because that's what you truly are. And this podcast is exactly for you. I'm so stoked to bring it to you, and I am so grateful you are here. Now let's dive into the episode, and I'm so excited to see you transform. Hello, friend, and happy almost Thanksgiving. This episode is going to be launching on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, before my birthday as well. My birthday is tomorrow, the 26th of November. I will be turning 30 years old, and I am so excited to be just grateful and so present in my life, present at the table, present with the food that I'm so grateful to be eating, and I wanted to share a little mini episode with you on navigating holiday eating, especially during Thanksgiving. And this is a little excerpt from a call that I had with my group coaching clients, and I wanted to share it with you to empower you to feel in control around food and to feel super empowered when your head hits the pillow at night after your Thanksgiving dinner, because I know how hard it can be to navigate that eating and all that food, especially when you aren't used to setting boundaries around food. So I'm going to be sharing some tips, some tricks, some actionable strategies, and some mindset shifts that you can use to head into the holiday season feeling in control. And I just wanted to remind you that my course, my mini course, Stressed to Success, the Holiday Edition, is officially live for you. It is a mini guide and a downloadable holiday hacks course for you to be able to navigate the holiday eating. There are 7 video modules. They're all amazing. They're epic. I poured my heart and soul into them. And a downloadable guide so that you can go into the holidays, you can go into any social gatherings, Christmas, New Year's, all of the things, with tips at your fingertips. So I am so excited for you. You can head to the link in my bio. You can snag the mini course. It's $27. I wanted to keep this super affordable so that you have the tools you need to thrive. I'm so excited to see you in the course. Now let's dive into the episode.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Where do you get your food, right? And just start putting more attention into what it is that you're actually eating. Because at the end of the day, food is just energy, right? Calories, and it's information. Food will tell you, oh, this food is not really that satisfying. Oh, this food makes me feel like crap. Oh, this food makes me feel really nourished. Oh, this food fills me up. It's literally just giving you information. So you can start to create a really intentional relationship with food by figuring out, when I eat this thing, I get the highest quality. When I get a steak, I get a steak, right? And then leaving your staples, whatever those are, as, okay, these are great. These are great. These are great. And when I want to go indulge on a piece of chocolate cake or whatever, great, go get some really good chocolate cake so that it really matters. Like, it really counts, right? It's really worth it. And if someone brings you chocolate cake to work, and it's not your favorite thing ever, no, like, don't settle for that, right? Remind yourself, you can always have chocolate cake, but wait to have the one that you really, really, really like. Wait to have the one that's super worth it. Because if you have that cake at work, it's not really satisfying, what may end up happening is you have two slices, you get home and you're like, oh, I feel bad about it. You didn't even really enjoy it. And then you may go overboard, right? So it's like, it's kind of that triggering spiral. So as we head into the holidays and as we head into Simone, I just saw your thing. Don't hate on BJ's desserts. I will say BJ's actually does have some pretty solid desserts, right? But you know what I'm saying. But as we head into the holidays, I want you to just start thinking about, like, obviously this year it's going to be a little bit different because of COVID and gatherings and all those things, but there's going to be things at the table that are just going to be outside of your control. And your only goal is to be mindful. Be mindful of what you're eating. Be mindful of the decisions you're making, right? When you get to these events or when people come over, what are your boundaries, right? What is your relationship with food? Is it, oh my God, everything is there. I need to eat it all as soon as possible. Or is it, okay, I'm scoping it out. It'll be there. I'm gonna come back to it. Right, I'm gonna have a glass of water first, right? And knowing which foods just don't do it for you. And also which foods trigger you. Which foods are the foods that are gonna set you off and make you just keep eating them? For me, it's anything with like processed, like refined carbs and sugar. I just have like a really hard time with them personally, right? Some people can eat, like Kurt, for example, he can eat any of that shit and it doesn't like trigger him. I, on the other hand, it does not feel good in my body. And what will happen is I want more and more and more and more, and it like opens the floodgates. And so I know that about myself. So I just don't even go there. I'll either make a healthier alternative or I'll just opt out, right? Yeah, so your goal, Simone, is not to not binge on Thanksgiving, is to make your life really, really intentional and mindful and full so that you don't even want to binge. It's like, nope, not interested. Don't want to feel that way, right? And I think the biggest, the first, I'm making like a little guide. It's going to be a little mini course, but the first exercise I'm going to be sharing with you is on visualization. So the morning of, closing your eyes, visualizing what it's going to be like at the end of the day. What did you do all day? How did the day go? How did you treat food? How did you treat alcohol? How did you treat dessert? And literally imagine the highest version of you, the fullest expression of you. What would she be doing? What would she be eating? What would she be drinking? What would she be thinking? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in treating Thanksgiving like just another meal, because the cool thing about Thanksgiving is it is just another meal, right? Because you can take any of those foods that were made or brought to those parties and have them Thanksgiving Eve, the day after Thanksgiving, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, the Sunday after Thanksgiving. If someone in your family makes a really bomb ass pecan pie and you love that shit, ask them to make it for you, right? Like, you can always buy it later. And it's like really shifting into that abundance mindset of any of these Thanksgiving foods I can have when it's not Thanksgiving, just like Halloween candy. I can have Halloween candy on February 21st. Because I can just go to the store and buy it. It's just not marketed as Halloween candy, right? And so shifting into that abundance, shifting into that, I can have more later. Shifting into that, if I'm not hungry, I'm choosing not to eat right now, right? If I'm not hungry, what am I hungry for? Am I bored? Am I anxious? Am I stressed? Can I breathe? Like last week, coming back to that breath. Can I go call someone? Can I text someone? Can I go in the other room? Can I remove myself from the kitchen? Can I create a boundary? For me, that's personally a strategy that works really, really well, is like not hovering in near the food like the whole entire night, because like out of sight, out of mind, right? It really becomes just about, oh, it's in your face and it tastes good. And like, why not? Right? So you just keep eating. So when you're in this Thanksgiving situation, it's really just like, don't give it any power. Don't let Thanksgiving take you over, right? Because you're in control. You're in control of what you put in your food, in your mouth. You're in control of what you put in your mind. And anything other than that, it doesn't matter. Right. So notice that little voice. Notice that little voice is like, oh, every year I binge. Right. Cool. That's the past. And that does not dictate your future. You get to create your reality of Thanksgiving 2020. Let this be the best COVID Thanksgiving there ever was. Okay, that wraps up another episode of the Balance with Sam podcast. I really hope that that little snippet of advice and those nuggets of wisdom and that interaction I had with my group coaching clients supported you in your relationship with food during this time. I know how hard it can be, and especially amidst COVID and all of the stress that you are dealing with right now in your life, the first thing that can easily just go out the window are your habits and your relationship with food. And I want to empower you to take back control, take back your power, and put yourself in the driver's seat of your life as it relates to food. Again, I want to remind you that my course, Stressed to Success Holiday Edition, is officially live for you. It is a mini course with 7 modules, super short, under 10 minutes, so that you can do this super quick. You can binge watch it, or you can take it one video at a time, and a downloadable guide so that you actually have actionable scripts and tips right at your fingertips. So you can head to the link in the show notes to get into the course. I'm so excited to see you in there, and I will catch you on next week's episode. I hope you have an incredible Thanksgiving. I love you so much, and have an amazing day.